Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. 12 after. Rockin' and rollin' at your tournament, ladies and gentlemen. The folks at Admini staff think so much of you that they named a tournament for you. And I'll tell you what, that's pretty high on my list, and I've got the person in front of me who's the president of this organization. Richard Rawson is the president of Admini staff and one of the original members of this organization, and I just had to get him on the show to thank him, and also Paul Sarvati, who's going to be on a little bit of the chairman of the company. I just want to thank him on behalf of you for naming a tournament for us. Richard Rawson, welcome back. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's a great pleasure to be here. And before we get started, I got to tell you because...
Oh, no.
We're presenting, for those of you, because everybody's on the radio or on the internet, we're presenting two baseballs that were autographed by Johnny Bench for you and your son. Because of the great work that you do for small business in this country, and because of the efforts that your son has put out and risked his life over in Iraq. And I know he's on his way back home. And we knew that this would be exciting for you. So on behalf of Admini staff, congratulations.
I don't know what to say.
How about that? We got the radio talk show host.
I don't know what to say, folks. I'm looking at two baseballs. I've met Johnny two or three times this week. He's a gracious guy, and he's been really nice. And I'm holding two baseballs that are signed by Johnny Bench. And those of you know that my son, I think you know, I reported recently. I don't talk much about it. He was in Fallujah for 9 months, and he's just recently returned to the United States. And Richard, thank you.
You're welcome,
friends.
Jim.
I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
This is a big deal for me, and thank you so much. I'm flummoxed. I'm totally blindsided by that. Okay, enough about me. Let's move on. This is turning the tables. You're not supposed to be doing this. I'm supposed to be in charge here, Richard. Oh boy, what a great gesture. Thank you for that.
You're welcome,
Richard. The Admini staff Small Business Classic. I know you guys serve small businesses. I know you, those are your customers, but I just want to thank you again for naming this after small business. And I know that one of the reasons why you feel personally the way you do is because even though Admini staff is listed on the NASDAQ, I know you guys still think like small businesses, but once upon a time, you really were one.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, as a matter of fact, my background was in accounting and finance, and I opened up, when I graduated from college, I opened up my own business right out of college. And it was a learning experience that obviously you can never forget, and that drove me into a number of other businesses over the years. That, quite frankly, I think one of the things that anybody going into business for themselves and having their small business, they need to understand what their personal strengths and weaknesses are, and in terms of running that business, you know your strengths, and you find people who can support your weaknesses, and that's one of the things that that we learned early on in Admini staff and prior to Admini staff to help make that business go.
Well, you know, Richard, you and I are, you know, I think we came to this earth on the same year, pretty much, and we're about the same age, and so we've been around a while. You're probably maybe like me. I've earned all my gray hair, and you probably have too.
Yes, sir.
There was a time when you and I were pups, when small businesses couldn't turn to as many partner opportunities. You know, big businesses and small businesses were all vertically integrated. Basically, it didn't occur to us if we needed to grow to expand. That we would turn to somebody else. We didn't do it until we could afford to hire the person and buy the resources and own the space and et cetera, to support that effort. We had to do that. But it's not that way anymore. And one of the things I tell my audience over and over and over again is the reason small business owners can dominate in the 21st century is because there are so many partner opportunities out there that allow us to focus on our core competencies and then let somebody else do the things that doesn't deliver money to the bottom line.
That's exactly right, Jim. I have to tell you that over the years, that the experiences that we've had, one of the things that we learned early on with Administaff was we talked to vendors, and I use the term vendors, and we asked vendors that we were contemplating at that time of hiring to do a particular function or service for Administaff. Mm-hmm. One of the questions that we ask them is, tell us, Mr. or Mrs. Vendor, what you think are the key characteristics of your best customer.
Mm-hmm.
Because we want to be your best customer.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to tell you, when you ask a vendor and they can answer that question, you have gone from a vendor relationship to
right.
a partner relationship
right.
immediately.
Right.
And in today's world, you are so right. It is so much easier to expand your business, but you got to find the right strategic partners.
You got to have it. You know, and my audience, I know they're rolling their eyes now because they know what I'm about to say. In the late 20th century, I started saying to them, folks, the three things you got to be good at in the 21st century. You got to leverage technology, and the good news is you can do it better than ever before. You got to be able to network, and you got to take that networking and develop strategic alliances out of it. All the other stuff you already know how to do, or you got to learn this obvious, that's intuitive. You got to buy, sell, hire, fire, et cetera, et cetera. But you got to learn those three things: leverage technology, networking, and strategic alliances. And that's what you were just talking about. And I'm glad I appreciate you saying that, because my audience hears me. And it's, sometimes I think it's like a parent, you know,
right.
until somebody else says it, the kids don't believe it. But
sure.
But anyway, folks, it's the truth. And you keep hearing smart people like Richard Rawson saying this over and over again. I hope you're listening to this. Because the key to success in small business is not to own everything, every piece of your business. Own what you do best,
right.
and let somebody else do the rest.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think that in the world that we're in today, there's a lot of potential strategic partners that can come in and do, not just talk about doing. You know, you've seen the television commercials
right.
where the
right.
guy says to the consultant, okay, well, let's do it. And the consultant says, well, we don't do that. But so, you know, I think it's important to get secure those relationships where there is somebody that will actually do the work for you.
Right. Richard, stand by. We're going to take a quick break. And, folks, when we come back, Ron Rogers is going to join us. He's one of Richard's customers. He's the president of State National Bank of Texas. And you're going to like hearing what he has to say. He's an independent community bank, and you know how I feel about independent community bank. 20 after, we'll be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame at the Administaff Small Business Classic.
Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, having more fun than the law allows at the Administaff Small Business Classic here in beautiful downtown Midlands, not Midlands, Woodlands, Midlands, somewhere else, folks. I'm deep in the right of Texas, not in the heart of Texas, and I'm at the Augusta Pines Golf and Country Club and having a great time here visiting with my new friend, Richard Rawson. We're actually almost like old friends now, Richard, aren't we?
Yeah, I
mean,
so.
My gosh, you've given me two autographed baseballs by Johnny Bench and so that makes you an old friend, a lifelong old friend of mine. Thank you very much, and I know my son will appreciate it. Okay, I want to come back to, and by the way, folks, I told you Richard Rogers was going to join us. Turns out he's not going to, but we're going to get him another day, because anytime I can find an independent community banker to be on my show, you know I like to do that, because how many times have I told you, if you're going to, when you need to have at least two banking relationships, every small business needs to have at least two, and one of them must be, in the world according to Jim Blassingame, one of them must be an independent community bank. And because I wouldn't be where I am without an independent community bank, I can tell you that right now. Anyway, we'll get Ron Rogers on another time. He's a customer of Administaff. Now, I want you to tell us, Russell, by the way, Richard Rawson is with it. He's president of Administaff. Richard, tell us what your company does for an organization like the State Bank of Texas, which is Ron Rogers' organization.
Sure. Well, for Ron, and I actually know Ron personally.
You guys played golf this week, didn't you?
Yeah, he was in my foursome earlier this week, and he's just a joy to be with and just a class act and been in the banking business for all of his career. And as he talked about what we do for his company, it's taken all of the issues of human resource management off the table for him to worry about. He doesn't have to worry about any of that stuff anymore. And he can focus completely on his business because, obviously, as an outsourced human resource department with a co-employment relationship, which is a legal construct that we created at Administaff. As a matter of fact, your next guest, Paul Servati, the CEO, created that legal construct that's now codified all across the country.
Mm-hmm.
And in that relationship, once you establish a co-employment relationship, then Administaff steps into all of the shoes of an employer that you would want us to step
right into. But you keep the same people.
Nobody
goes anywhere. You still hire and fire. None of that. You're not involved in that.
We can take as much of an active role as you, the business owner, wants us to take.
Right.
And what we find is, because we're very strategic about, especially in the areas of hiring and recruiting for client companies, and that's the only people that we do that for, it brings to you, the small business owner, because of the benefit package and the things that we offer, the training and development, and all those things, when we are able to deliver a new employee for your business, you usually get the cream of the crop. And in a 15 to 25, 50-person company, one person that can be an impact player is huge.
Makes
to
a
the
difference.
Success.
Yeah. That one person can be selling stuff. Something.
That's right.
Richard, I want you to, the rest of our visit, I want you to talk to us about being the president of an organization. You've been doing this now for a long time. There are people out there listening who are where you were 17 or so years ago, or even before that when you had your own business. Talk to us. Talk to that person who would like to know what you wish you knew 17 years ago.
Sure. Well, I will tell you, it's... there's a lot I wish I'd have known 17 years ago, but I think one of the things that would have made me feel a lot better about being in my own business before Administaff and now, of course, coming into a team environment like we developed over the years, which was a key to our success here at Administaff. But I think one of the things that every small business owner needs to reflect on, and that is, to trust your gut. You know, if somebody would have told me that a lot sooner, I think I'd have been a lot better off.
You second-guessed yourself.
We all do.
It's natural, isn't it?
It is. It's a very natural thing to second-guess yourself. Because
when things are not going so well, you sort of think, you know, I'm not sure I'm very smart.
Right. And remember, in the last segment, I said that you got to understand and learn. And that was another thing was... if someone would have told me early on, you need to learn your strengths. You need to understand who you really are and your personal strengths very well.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can do that, then that will kind of lead to this trust your gut scenario.
Right.
And that would have been a huge value add to me personally.
I keep thinking of Inspector Calloway, Clint Eastwood's character. In those Dirty Harry movies,
right?
He said a classic line: "A man's got to know his limitations."
That's right. Absolutely.
A woman's got to know her limitations.
Right.
We have to do that. And
yes.
The good news is, as we talked earlier, 20 years ago, you might know your limitations, but what could you do about it? You just have to deal with it.
Yep.
In today's world, you can get somebody else to help you with your limitations.
Yes, that's
and
correct.
And not only are the services available, the capability available to you. It's becoming the acceptable business model.
Yes, it is.
And I know that's good news for you, but you guys, not only that, but you guys have helped create that environment in the marketplace, and I want to thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Now, you're going to hang around because I want to do one segment with you and Paul Servati, the chairman and CEO, together. I got some questions I want to ask both of you, and then we'll let you go in just a few minutes. Quick break, folks, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Paul Servati, the chairman and CEO of Administaff, will be with us in just a few minutes. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Blessing the traveler who journeys.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.